Wait, let's start over. Give it a little ambient sound.
Okay. Like the feel of Mackinac.
So, it's Mackinac?
That's Mackinac and
Reykjavik. Oh, Mackinac Street.
Mackinac and Reykjavik.
Don't tell people where we are. They'll come find us.
Oh, right. Yeah, Mackinac and Reykjavik.
Reykjavik. We're in Reykjavik.
Yeah.
So, I have a... It's Tuesday, January 14th, 2014. Yesterday I was commenting how I really couldn't believe what year it was. I thought it had to be some kind of a mistake, like a misprint.
No, it's not.
Like all the calendars are off by 30 years or something.
It's like 1984, what? Yeah. I'm young and vivacious. Oh, wait.
No, I'm about to slip on the ice and fracture my tailbone like my mom did.
Just don't break your hip.
That's,
You know what Veronica told me yesterday?
What?
So I was wearing that blue jumper.
Yes.
And she says, hey, that makes you look 20 years younger.
And you were like, 20 years younger? What do you mean 20 years younger? I would have been only... Oh. Oh.
Never mind. Keep eating your breakfast.
So, it's actually... We're both walking home from dropping the kids off at school.
Yeah.
And it's about 8:35. So things didn't quite go according to plan this morning.
No.
There was some screaming.
Yeah.
I should stop.
Well, no, and I hate to admit this, but it's really, it comes down to the goddamn socks.
It always comes down to the goddamn socks. Well, that's not entirely true. Sometimes it comes down to the goddamn coat or the goddamn gloves.
Or the goddamn boots.
Or the boots or the hat. But mostly it's the goddamn socks.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
And so somehow Sam went to sleep in his clothes and we didn't have the heart to wake him up last night to get him
into pajamas.
Changed. So this morning I said, okay, he looked reasonably clean.
So
I said, okay, you can wear those clothes to school. Just put on clean underwear. Go upstairs and put on clean underwear. And that turned into 10 minutes of crying.
Weeping, gnashing of teeth. I'm waking him up next time. Wake up, get on your pajamas.
Yes, I think he was confused. And then he couldn't see why he had to put on fresh underwear.
The poop? Why you put on fresh underwear? This is great, reversing ice.
Yeah, it's the town is still thawing out.
Yeah,
and melting.
Ice everywhere.
Ice and like, I think I saw minnows beneath the surface of the sidewalk.
Yeah.
We were gonna set up a little hut later.
Yeah, fish for minnows on the sidewalk. Probably safer than the fish in the Saginaw River. But go on.
That would be funny. Could convince people walking by that there actually were fish on the sidewalk.
You were ice fishing. What?
Anyway, I at some point just decided not to
fight anymore.
Fight anymore, and just basically
write off this morning.
Write off the morning as a really screwed up morning.
It's a failure and a loss.
And just. Because it makes it so that I don't get... Well, I'm down there cooking Sam an egg because he always wants an egg for breakfast.
Yep.
And I hear this shrieking upstairs and my hands start shaking.
I don't know.
My hands start shaking so violently that I almost drop the spatula. And I'm just like, I can't do this.
This is the way we do this morning.
What?
This is how it goes.
So, at some point, I'm just like, all right, well, they're just going to be late. But I feel like that's giving them special privileges, you know?
Just be late.
What?
Just be late.
That other kids don't have.
Well, our kids get a lot of special privileges that other kids don't have.
I know, but it's not teaching them good social hygiene.
Well, good citizenship, really.
Right, because when you were saying that if, hey, I'm Legolas, I can run across the top of the snow.
Just about.
So the snow has a crust on it from melting and refreezing and even some rain that froze on top. I was describing it yesterday as like if you could study the surface of the road here, it would be like one of those everlasting gobstopper candies.
Oh, yeah. Hard on the outside, soft on the inside?
Well, there are layers of different colors, mm-hmm. like different shades of ice. Mm-hmm. 50 shades of...
I'm going to slow down.
Oh, there's a car coming through, and I don't want to ask him to stop because he would probably just slide through.
Slide into us.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's probably going 40.
What?
She's probably going 40 on the ice.
40 on the ice because she's driving an SUV and SUVs are invincible.
Bum, bum, bum.
Ours certainly isn't.
No.
And
here's a good citizen. Look at this sidewalk.
Even in four-wheel drive, it won't stick. You know, I mean, if there's nothing for the wheel to stick to, it doesn't matter that all four of them are turning.
Indeed not.
All four are driving. Also,
anyway,
Our transmission
sucks.
Every once in a while, I'm like just trying to...
Well, and they keep telling us, oh, it's fine.
I keep trying to like go from a stop, and the engine's like... And then the thing jerks forward.
See, now, I think they're just like, telling us it's fine.
That is...
And waiting for it to come to a complete failure where we have to replace the transmission. I think they're lying. I think... Because it doesn't sound fine.
It doesn't sound fine, but it's been kind of... It's felt wrong since we got the car.
Yes.
But, you know...
And we've asked. We've asked.
I've taken it in to have it serviced, and the fluid's fine, and it doesn't...
The transmission's fine. Fine.
But you could be right. They could be just like...
Just wait.
Sucker.
Another 6 months, they'll be back here for a transmission replacement.
Another American SUV buyer.
Yeah.
You know what? That froze up like that.
Since we
between
left.
Now and what we just walked through here.
15 minutes.
So in the space of 15 minutes, did you see the shape of all those little ice crystals?
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
So just in the space of 15, getting to the
minutes.
School and walking back through here, we had walked through this and broken all the ice.
So there was water coming through.
There's not water. It's
frozen on the surface again.
It's frozen on the surface, but that was actually a hole that refilled up. And it wasn't because water flowed through there. I believe it was because the water sublimated from underneath. When the sun hit it, some of the ice acts like a lens.
Mm-hmm.
And warms it up enough that it basically sublimates, it vaporizes and then refreezes, and it hits the layer of cold air on top and formed like this little delicate structure of like highly angular, like these, look at this. It's gorgeous. It's like a pattern of frost you'd see on a window pane, except 100 times larger.
Yes, yes.
Like these big triangular pointy crystals, and it's a beautiful delicate thing which we then just stomped on
to make more.
Yes,
we're good people.
Yes,
mostly.
But yeah, so the sun is up and in our faces, and it's now doing very interesting things to this.
To the natural world. Watch your step here.
To this icy sidewalk.
Not just that, but...
Oh, yeah. There's also another wonder of nature here. There's a whole bag of dog poop frozen into the surface of the...
Ice. Magnificent, really.
So someone... That's kind of maddening that someone brought a bag, carefully scooped up the poop,
and then
left it here.
Thanks.
Thanks, Obama. All right, so...
Yeah, we were talking about our miserable morning.
We were just talking about how the kids can get under our skin. They can... Sam had socks on when he got up.
He was wearing socks.
He went to bed with socks on. He had socks on. And the thing is, they're not just any socks. We got them some nice wool socks.
Heavy, thick wool.
Heavy, thick wool socks just for winter because we'd be walking to school.
Multiple pairs.
We got them multiple pairs each. And we have multiple kids, so that starts to add up because the socks aren't cheap.
Yeah.
They were milled from Bean.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I kind of lean on Bean a lot, actually, but yeah.
Lean on Bean. When you're not
cold.
Strong.
Okay. Go ahead.
Anyway, and so we chose these as like the best socks for little boys with cold feet.
Yep.
Who are going to be walking to school in January in Michigan.
Yeah. And they are uniquely warm. Barn could put on a pair, play outside once, and was like, hey, my feet weren't even cold the whole time.
Yeah. So they work great. Sam went to sleep in them. He woke up in them. I sent him upstairs to change his underwear, and he arrived upstairs without socks.
Disappeared.
And then spent the next 30 minutes...
screaming. He has no idea where they are.
Yes.
I have no idea. No idea? Where are the underwear? What's the underpants you took off? I don't know.
So, you know, this is like, it's like when the toilet overflows downstairs.
I don't know.
And we have no idea what's in it, what may have been gone into it. At one point, I had to reach into it and found, like, it's like a plastic plant drip tray or something.
Yes, it was actually sealing it shut.
Yeah. It was invisible in water because it was...
clear.
Clear plastic.
I think it was a piece of recycling.
Or maybe, okay, a piece of recycling. But it fit right in the sort of throat of the...
toilet.
Toilet and just blocked it completely such that it was backed up and flooding. And this happens probably once a week down there.
Yeah, I think we want to lock that bathroom shut, actually.
We also frequently... well, we'll just plug up another one. We frequently find... Pippin likes to take an entire roll of toilet paper and stuff it in there to see what happens.
He's just curious. You'd think he'd know by now what happens.
Dad screams.
If I feed this here, Dad screams.
So the snow and ice is really actually very pretty as the sun comes up.
Yeah. Well, it's lovely. Just lovely. I frequently drive down the boulevard and think to myself, yeah, haters be wishing they lived here.
It's true. It's a beautiful spot. That's interesting. How did the ice form a shape like that?
It wasn't ice. It was snow. It's like shoveled snow.
It was snow. So we're looking at like this edge of the snowpack here that has formed a ridge, but now it's transparent
ice,
which means that basically it turned. It's still holding the shape of the snowpack.
Right.
Which means basically that it turned. You'd think ice would be a simple thing, but it's all, there's so many forms and shapes and things it can do.
It's like a sense of snow.
It means like the ridge, the edge of the snow on the sidewalk, flowed across the sidewalk here, still as snow.
As snow.
And formed a shape that it would not have been able to hold if it was actually liquid.
Right.
That's bizarre.
And no form, no ice forms.
It looks like the edge of the Greenland ice sheet. Oh, look, fish.
There's more of our little ice patterns. Although the sun wasn't hitting it there quite like the other place was,
right.
So it didn't form the same pattern.
Right. Yeah, it's just endless variations of something really simple, which is... but it's not simple because the sun puts energy into it over a course of days and it basically creates complexity out of uniformity. It's crazy how that works.
It is.
There's a movie we haven't seen, which I'd like to see, called Chasing Ice.
Oh, Chasing Ice. This isn't like the... what's the one that was in space?
That's Gravity.
Oh, okay.
No.
This is Chasing Ice.
Yeah, this is a doco. Documentary.
Oh. So like a
people in the biz say Daco.
Oh.
They're not referring to Dachau.
Oh, thank God.
It's a doco about a scientific expedition to Greenland, where they're monitoring the health of Greenland's ice sheet, which is important.
Yes.
It's big and important. People don't realize it's like some huge percentage of the world's fresh water.
Yes.
I don't know the percentage, but it's...
We're
going to stand and talk for a moment.
Okay, yeah, I think we...
If we can.
Yeah.
We left Veronica, a.k.a. Rocket, with the baby.
We walked him to school.
We walked the boys to school, which is about the level of babysitting we feel we can trust her with.
Right.
But she may have fallen back asleep while he screams and barfs all over whatever.
That's usually what he does more than anything, scream and barf. Yeah, that's the worst case scenario.
He's very upset. He screams and barfs. Chasing ice.
Yeah. Ice sheet in Greenland.
They managed to capture... They've had these cameras up monitoring the ice sheet. They're trying to see how it's changing. And they had cameras up watching it as this enormous glacial calving event happened.
Right.
Where an enormous chunk of the ice sheet broke away.
Oh.
And they captured it, and they're all actually watching it while it happens. And it was amazing. It's the kind of film you want to see on a big screen, because apparently it's just beautiful, beautiful.
Sounds
and horrible.
Heartbreaking.
And heartbreaking, because this frozen landscape is rapidly unfreezing, really rapidly, like more rapidly than has ever been observed from the record.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course... far more rapidly than anything humans have observed.
Yeah.
But there was a clip. The reason I bring this up is there was a clip as someone recorded a woman coming out of the film, and she was, I don't know what they were there to capture, people's reactions to the film, and she gave a little, she was actually tearing up. She said, she's very upset. She said, she's a big fan of Bill O'Reilly, and she's been watching him for years, and she believed him. But now she's, after seeing this film, she's convinced that that everything he's been saying about climate change is a lie. And this was just like a... So seeing this film was like a what do they call that?
An epiphany,
ground shifting under your feet. You know, and I posted that on Joanne's page because she's about due for
an
awakening. But some people just will not; they'll die before they ever give up their fundamental disbelief. A lot of people, but I believe that 2014 is the year when
things come unmoored.
When things come so unmoored, when so much goes wrong that no sane people will be able to say in public, you know, anthropogenic global warming isn't happening.
The hoax.
Yeah, no. And you will see, actually, the Republican leadership, well, they'll do two things. They will not apologize or walk anything back, but they will just, one by one...
Start pretending
that they always believed that this was happening.
We've always been at war with Oceania.
But that really, and in fact, some of them are already saying this, that the only reason they were ever debating this is because of the policy implications that they want to debate against.
Yeah, exactly.
That really the issue has been about what to do with it, not that it wasn't happening.
Yeah, clearly. I mean, isn't that what everyone thought?
Right. And so...
I like the way you qualify that, any sane person.
And so the Tea Party is going to be further and further marginalized. And as Driftglass says, the party of people who rub shit in their hair and wonder why their friends don't want to spend time with them and invite them to their cocktail parties anymore. You know.
Well, but you know, the Tea Party will then just fall in line and say what the Republican leadership says for them to say.
I don't know. I don't know if they will, because... Like Driftglass says, there is no Tea Party. There are only the portions of the Republican base in funny hats and organized with outside money, you know.
Yeah.
But will they? I don't know. They think And they're not wrong that they've basically been, that the lunatics have basically been in charge, because they can primary people.
Oh, right.
And they can mount, you know, do these challenges from the right.
Yeah, that no one ever entertains from the left, but as you were.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, how come we don't have people on the left mounting challenges from the left to Democrats?
You know? Because they're completely pacified by the 2000 election. The 2000 election. Remember what happened in the 2000 election? Oh, my God! Do you remember that?
We're going to...
Sorry.
I mean, Frank Rich is right. You know, we should stop blaming the Tea Party and start... progressives should blame the Democrats for their
because
utter
it's
failure
their
in
fault.
Leadership. Because, you
it's
know,
their fault.
And Obama governing as a moderate right Republican, you know.
Is moderate right Republican policy.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah.
I don't have a lot of time. I've got to get to my desk because everything
was...
My
coffee
is cold. I'm sorry, but you can heat it up. Everything,
oh, right.
Everything was very delayed and screwed up this morning, but I asked you to come take a walk. Because you needed to get a walk, too.
Thank you. I'm glad you're there for me.
And, I mean, we both did. But I'm just sorry I couldn't do one of my, like...
Power walks?
Like 90-minute power walks.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
I get that stick out of the gutter.
Oh. So many things to
fix. Yeah.
At least their gutters are still attached. I was worried with the weight of all the ice on there.
They just tear right off.
Yeah.
Your brand new gutters.
Yeah. All right, take care, all.
Take care.